City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo trip.
Last night.
Trip to the chemist.
So anyway, I'm at home and I'm sitting there. I've got everyone around for dinner. I've got the family, got the grandkids, the whole lot.
Oh, nice.
I start sneezing and carrying on. And I think, you know, you're sitting there going, with your nose.
He was itching it with his fingers, if you're wondering what he was doing.
And the old eyes start
to water.
Is that
what you say when you itch your nose?
Well, a lot of people
sound effects.
A lot of people go, oh, do you want?
No.
I know, righto. Must be just me. Anyway, so I think, right, that's it, had enough. I said to the lovely one, okay, can I have your card? I want to go down to Chemist Warehouse. And she says, well, it's 5 to 8. They close at 8. You want to be quick. No problem. Problem to start with. Car's out the front, which is my daughter's. It's a Mazda whatever. And it's parked behind my car. So
oh,
I had to
no.
take that. I said, all right, well, I'll take Chloe's car. No worries.
Yeah.
Here's the card. Off you go. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out of the car, right. Start it up, not a problem at all. Put it in park, in reverse, not going anywhere. Handbrake's on. Do you think I could find the handbrake?
In the car?
In the car. And I got out and I went, if I go in there and say, where's the handbrake? I look like a real dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I jumped back in and I looked around everywhere and then I looked on the floor. It's a foot brake. So
it's a pretty new car, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, I'd good. Struggle with that as
no
well.
Worries.
Yeah.
And then I wound the window down. I heard this.
Billy?
It was Scooby-Doo. No.
Oh, it was your dog, Billy. He wanted to come with you to the chemist.
Probably did. So the electric window got stuck. It was like... I thought, oh, here we go. This is good. So I drive to Chemist Warehouse. I get there in the nick of time, tried to wind the window up. Stuck halfway. I'm thinking, bugger me. I'm in Bendigo near the Mall. I'm in trouble.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I'm thinking, okay, look, it'll be right. It won't be long. So I lock the car. The window's still
Oh, so somebody
down.
Could have stuck their hand in
well,
easy.
They could have.
Yeah, okay.
They had an alarm on. Going to Chemist Warehouse, I thought, I want to do this quick because normally you get somebody who says, mate, what would you like? And this is the best one. Try that one and try
that. Yeah,
no
yeah.
brand bloody things or whatever. So Clarentine, that's all I know. So I go and get them. I take them around. They're not cheap, by the way.
Mm.
So I get to the counter, put my hand in my pocket to get
oh,
the card
no.
out. I haven't got the card.
Oh, God.
So I put my hand in the other pocket and I pull out my card,
yep.
my credit card,
okay,
which has a split in it.
Rightio.
Because I sat on the bloody thing.
Yeah, and you haven't
Big
had it...
Big bum has split it. Yeah.
Replaced.
No.
Trust you. It's probably happened 6 months ago too. Yeah.
I didn't bring my glasses and the young bloke beyond the counter's like...
This is a debacle.
Okay, mate, I've got to put the card in, mate. She's split, so I can't do the pay wave. No problem. If you go, he spoke like that too.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Of course he did. They all speak like that.
They do.
There.
Anyway.
No
shoved the card
kidding.
In.
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, you know, okay, press the buttons. I'm pressing check, so it's declining. I don't have a bloody check account.
Oh, no.
So
he says, you're supposed to press savings.
Yeah, correct.
But so he couldn't
I said, all right.
see.
So he showed me, put it up right against my face, saving. So I pressed one, anyway, cut a long story short, it goes through, went to pull the card out.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Oh, no, it's split.
Yeah, well, they have half the card at Chemist Warehouse and I have half at my joint. So all the people behind me, because I was there for like 10 minutes, would have been waiting because they had to change machines, the FPOS. So the FPOS machine now owns half of my credit card at Chemist Warehouse.
And everyone at Chemist Warehouse got out late because of you. Yeah. What a cock-up.
Wasn't any discount for me, I can assure you. And they said, oh, what are you going to do? I said, well, what are you going to do? It's stuck in your machine. Oh, my bloody problem. So I went out of the car, jumped in. Bloody window wouldn't go. Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.